Desk?
Check.
Guests?
Check.
Jokes?
Check.
Facts?
Checked and rechecked.
And I'm being paid via...
You want me to say check, but technically it's direct debit, and it's not much of a direct debit because this is the ABC. Shall we begin?
Yeah, I'm already starting to question everything.
Question Everything is the show tonight, 8:30 on ABC TV and iView as well. It's Will Anderson joining
launched
us now.
To great applause last week. Congratulations. Yep. I've got to say, Will, thanks for joining us. It was already comfortable for me. Hmm. It's you. You're on your home ground. You're on the ABC. You're doing what you do best, which is entertain Australia for a good hour or so. How'd you feel?
Thank you, Mick. Here's what I will say. It's just nice to have a job, right?
Okay, let's go even back further. It's nice not to be dead.
Yes.
It's nice not to be in ICU. It's nice not to be on a ventilator. It's nice to not be out rallying with a bunch of dickheads on a Freedom March.
Can we just on the Freedom March, though? My hero of the week, and I'm sure you admire this guy as well, was the guy who rode the horse across the border. We've heard of Border Force, but this is Border Horse. And I love Border Horse because you know that old saying about like the dog chasing the car, it wouldn't know what to do if it caught the car?
Yeah.
That never has that been spelled out more on national TV when this guy just has not thought through what will happen after he rides a horse across the border.
Now what?
He doesn't have a saddle. He's probably left his wallet in the car. I can't imagine he's popped down on the horse in the first place. And now he's in a different state on a horse with no real idea what to do next.
He could have at least put on some Braveheart style face paint.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or got everyone to flash their bum. I don't know.
I mean, at least if it was a Trojan horse and he was like smuggling like 20 or 30 people across the border, then fine. Right.
But you've got it covered. Or just for comedy's sake, ride a Shetland.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just give it a bit of
make
comedy.
Make a statement. A bit of pizzazz.
Well, two blokes in a pantomime horse costume. That at least gets three of you over the border. What about the guy who's tried to smuggle the $1 million worth of hashish across the border? That was probably going to your house. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it crossing the border. I thought, Will's
on
obviously toey.
Will's. Can see why Will's got a new show. Got some debts to pay.
$1 million worth. At what point do you go, now's probably not a good time when...
Yeah,
cops are inspecting basically every car and checking every license. Only take this opportunity to put $1 million worth of gear in the boot.
Complete opposite. I would go the opposite to that because literally what we're saying to people, particularly in that part of the world, stay at home. Mm. You guys are meant to stay at home. The best way to get people to stay at home, no one's going out and about if they're dealing with $1 million worth of hash.
Yes.
You should distribute that around the neighborhood.
That's right.
When they're picking up the census, they should say, thank you for filling out the forms. Here's your hash from the government. Stay at home.
Why not? So for anyone who missed the first episode, talk us through the idea.
It's a show about misinformation and disinformation. Yeah. So basically we look at stories that you see in the news every week and then try to pull the rug from under them or see. So we're going to talk about the lockdown marches that happened on the weekend in the first segment. And one of the things we're most interested in is all the people who go to those things, they all believe such different things. It's not really one cause. It's like whatever your cause is, we don't care if you hate like lockdowns or you hate Nazis or you love Nazis, you can all come as long as you like doing it outdoors. Like that is the common denominator to the point where there were lockdown marches in Perth, Brisbane, and South Australia, none of which were in lockdown. That's how much people love these marches, right?
Here's the one I can't get over. I don't think it can be both. I don't think it can be anti-vaccination and anti-lockdown. I think you've got to pick a team.
Right.
Because one will solve the other.
Mm.
You can be, if you're anti-lockdown, take the friggin' vaccine.
Yeah.
Because then there'll be no need for a lockdown. But if you're anti-lockdown and anti-vaccine, you've snookered yourself.
Yeah.
You've boxed yourself into a court. You've punched yourself in the face.
One of the guys who organised the original marches a while back has just been sentenced to 6 months in prison. You know what that is, mate?
that's a harsh lockdown. Even Dan Andrews is going, wow, that's pretty tough. So there it is. And it's a panel show and a quiz show. Mm. And tell us who else is on it.
The idea of it was, Mick, it was born in, and you'll understand this. So it was in lockdown and I was looking at the comedy community and I was thinking, what can I do for younger comedians? And like when we started, there was always these shows that you could go on as a new comedian
Absolutely.
And get a bit of exposure. So I wanted to design something, a panel show for brand new comedians. So tonight Like one of the guys we've got on is a guy called Fadi Kassab. He's a Lebanese dude, won Raw Comedy in 2019. We've got Greta Lee Jackson, who was on Tonightly, which was this underrated show I loved on the ABC. And we have this girl, Lauren Bonner, who's like a, you know, a pretty brand new comedian, but she is so funny, like so dry, so dark. Like the great joy of the show is Luke Heggie was on last week. All these names that we know.
It's fantastic.
But that like not necessarily the broader public knows. So that's kind of the idea behind the guest.
You are an outstanding person for doing that. And you're right, because I remember I learned everything I learned off brief cameos. Or going on Hey Hey It's Saturday or some opportunity to do a stand up or a hit out or any on any platform.
I mean, without the Jackson Jive, you would have been nothing.
Hang about, Will Anderson. We're going to talk some more after this.
It's Malloy on Triple M. Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. You can catch the second episode of Will Anderson's new show, Question Everything, tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. He's joining us now.
It'll be a ripper. It's his natural habitat. It is. It's well worth a look. I saw it last week. Top shelf. Hey, where are you? I ask you, I know your home base these days is Byron, but did you manage to get back? Where are you?
I'm in Sydney moment. So
what's the vibe on the ground? I like to ask every time I check in with Sydneysiders. It's all happening.
Well, I live in the eastern suburbs, so fine.
Fine. But you're coming to us live from Bondi Beach as we speak. You're in your togs. You're on a Lilo.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you read a little about how it have operated in Sydney, but we had a fair bit of COVID here and they just let us go about our business. When it got to the western suburbs, they brought in the army. So it's really, really fair.
I saw pictures of a market. I go, where's that? They go, that's Paddington. Wow. I go, everyone was out in Paddington on the morning. I went, okay, let's go. Taking it seriously.
So yeah, I had to come to Sydney about 7 weeks ago to do this show. We're shooting it in Sydney and great to make a show during a lockdown. It's always one of the greatest challenges in comedy, trying to make a cameraman laugh who said the joke five times in rehearsal. You won't get a Logie for it, but you earn it. That's what I would say.
It must be tough. Yeah. So you've obviously got it'd be a show, I imagine, with a studio audience eventually.
So, Mick, I imagine it would be the return to like live audiences after this terrible year we had. So get this full audience at the ABC, comedians from all over the country. And then some stuff started happening in Sydney. So I was like, you know what? That's fine. There's plenty of good comedians in New South Wales. And in the last few weeks, we've had a map on our wall of local government areas in Sydney and where the guests might live and just cross them off one by one. It's been great, mate. Perfect conditions to make a TV show. And the best thing is I should have known that this was going to happen because I drove from Byron to Sydney. Quickest drive ever between those two places because there was no traffic going towards Sydney. A lot going in the opposite direction to inspect real estate, but none going towards it. Turns out if you want a smooth drive, drive towards the zombie apocalypse. That's what you do.
Well, you know what I reckon to make a great TV show right now? Something about Josh Frydenberg and ScoMo living together.
In a house. Watching Yes, Prime Minister together. Did you see that?
Yes, Prime Minister.
Can you imagine? Scott Morrison cooks up a curry, pops it down with Joshy Frydenberg there in his Carlton jumper, and they're just suddenly like, let's watch Yes, Prime Minister.
I was imagining more of the Odd Couple. Here we go. It's another episode of Josh Frydenberg. Imagine Josh Frydenberg skidding in like Tom Cruise in his in his socks and his jocks with ScoMo.
ScoMo's there just watching the Croods. Just
take those old records. When your Prime Minister is quoting the Croods. Fascinated by it. I spend most of my time wondering if it's got a kind of Animal House feel, whether they've got a pizza and a bong on the coffee table. Like, what the hell is going on inside?
Do you want another Kirribilli?
They've made a Kirribilli agreement about passing the bong. It's all good fun. Hey, we can't wait. The second episode is on tonight, Will. And have you got anything else to play? Obviously, your podcasts, which are also top shelf. Willosophy.
Tofop, Fofop, Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL-adjacent podcast.
There it is. Fantastic, mate. Too good. Yeah. And I can't wait for an opportunity to get you back out live.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a time when you'll be on tour again? Can you imagine it?
You know what I've got real good at? Cancelling shows. If you need a guy to cancel a show, I'm your guy.
Oh.
All right, Will Anderson.
Question Everything, 8:30 tonight on ABC and catch up on ABC iView as well. The great Will Anderson joining us here. It's Malloy on Triple M.